Well, hallelujah. Don't you love Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. We are a blessed group of people. That's right.
Yes.
We are. We've been blessed, the Word of God says, with all spiritual blessings. And we're seated in heavenly places. Amen. Because we're in Christ Jesus. So glad to see each and every one of you tonight. I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm thankful that you brought the Lord with you. Amen. And that He's in our midst. Because the Word says where two or three are gathered together, He'd be in our midst. Amen. Glad to see Brother Pearson tonight. Glad he's here with us. If you would open up your Bibles to the great Gospel of John, John chapter 11, kind of continuing the theme, what we started this morning, what's on my heart, I heard this phrase, how to stumble not. This morning we talked about speaking the stumbling blocks. Tonight we're talking about how to stumble not. You see, there's an enemy out there who is so jealous of the anointing that abides in you, that he wants to do anything and everything he can to cause you and I to be tripped up, to cause us to stumble. But we have instruction in and from the Word of God how we can avoid things that would cause us to fall. Amen?
Amen.
And there's three things that I want to look at hurriedly that's on my heart. Number one, you and I, we'll stumble not if we will love our brother. Amen?
Amen.
Or love our brother, love our sister. Number two, if we will be in the place to be used by the Lord like we're supposed to loose our brother or our sister. And finally, number three, if we'll be in a place where we'll lift our brother or our sister. If we'll do these three things, we'll never stumble. Amen? We'll always be in a place because what the Word of God says, what you and I sow, that's what we're going to reap. So what we're willing to obey in and out of the Word of God is the very same thing that's going to come back into our heart, soul, and life.
Amen.
So it's a benefit to serve God. Just, it's a pleasure. It's a blessing, but it's also a benefit in our own life because whatever we sow, it will come back in our life, and I'm thankful for that. Okay, with that being said, let's look here in John chapter 11. This is a great verses of scripture in this 11th chapter. We have Lazarus. He has died and been placed in the tomb, and he's been in there 4 days. But we'll talk about all that as the Spirit would lead. I want to concentrate on verses 9 and 10, if you would. John chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. It says, Jesus is not talking here, if you notice this red letter. And Jesus says this question. He makes this, brings this forth. He says, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he what? Underline it in your mind's eye, highlight it in your Bible. He stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. Verse number 10. But if a man, in other words, there's a possibility that you could choose not to walk in the day. He said, but if a man walk in the night, he what? It's a done deal. It's going to happen. He stumbleth because there is no light in him. Father God, we stand before you right now, a group of people. We're hungry for you. We're hungry for fellowship with you. We're hungry to be taught by your Spirit. Lord, you said that your Spirit of truth would do just that. Guide us into all truth. And tonight we open up our hearts and we ask that you would take us into places and depths that we've never been before. And enlarge our minds, cause our mind to be renewed by the Word of God, our body to be brought under the subjection of the cross, and cause our spirit to have liberty and freedom because we hear the truth and we know the truth and we allow that truth to make us free, Lord. Let it be. And let us walk in light like we've never saw, like we've never seen and anticipated before, where we can walk on the high places like your Word promised and be a witness and a testimony to you in these last dark days before the sounding of the trumpet. Lord, let it be. We all ask this in Jesus' name and we say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These last days, darkness is coming. Amen. When you look and you see where wrong is being lifted up above right, where you see all the sin that is not just being accepted, it's being promoted. Amen. Really, and when you see people who are being mistreated, when you see people who've worked their whole lives and paid into a fund where they would have a retirement, and you see people come in and they steal that, they rob that from these people, and it's nothing's done about it. I mean, our government just lets things like this happen. When you see all these things that's being promoted that's wrong, you know where you're at. We're in the very last of the last days, and we know that darkness is out there. And the only way you and I can be able to make it through this darkness is we've got to walk in the light. Amen?
Amen.
Now, what did Jesus tell us? Jesus told us in this same Gospel of John, in John chapter 8, verse number 12, He said, I am the light of the world. Amen? He said, I'm that light. He tells us again in John chapter 9, verse number 5. He said, I'm the light of that world. Mark that down and look at it in your home study time. So when we read these verses here where Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not because he seeth the light of the world. Well, it's talking about Jesus. If we see Jesus in every situation of our heart, soul, and life, the light will be in a place where it will expose darkness. It'll expose the things that would cause you to trip, that would cause me to trip. Because see, the devil has an agenda. He has a plan. He's working way in advance to put things in your path and my path that will cause us to slip up, that will cause us to fall, that will be a hindrance to us. He's trying to move and manipulate people and situations and circumstances to just do that. But we have a God on our side. We have a Jesus who's the light of the world, who will expose every working of the enemy and will bring you and I the avenue to be able to see exactly what's happening and be able to stand firm, stand strong in the risen Savior, in the one who loved us enough to die for us, the one who loved us enough to give everything that you and I might not just have life, but we might have abundant life. Amen?
Amen.
So let's talk about that tonight. Let's think about this. One of the ways that the enemy loves to trip us up is he loves to come and sit on your shoulder and my shoulder and show us something in an individual that maybe our personality or our flesh or our mind don't like. Amen?
Amen.
And he'll start talking about that to us, trying to bring a division between us and a brother or sister, or between a neighbor or a friend or a spouse or a child. Amen? Come on now. And he'll try to magnify that. He'll put a magnifying glass on that and try to make that little thing that rubs me and you the wrong way, try to make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And then he'll try to bring condemnation in our life, saying, see, you don't have the love of Jesus in your life. You don't have victory and freedom in your life because you're thinking these things. But see, you're not thinking it. I'm not thinking it. It's the devil that's sitting on our shoulder that's trying to convince us of that. See, he works both sides of the coin to try to discourage you and I, to trip us up, trying to bring condemnation. So let's look at that. Mark your place right here in this Gospel of John, because we'll be back. But let's mean you go over to the Epistle of 1 John. The Epistle of 1 John, and let's see the teachings here in a little more detail. In 1 John chapter 2, verse number 7, let's see what the Apostle John, what he wrote here under the unction of the Holy Ghost. He said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, in verse number 7 of the second chapter, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment, which is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Verse number 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which is true in Him and in you. Say, that's me.
That's me.
Because the darkness is past. Amen. The darkness is, Jesus is the light of the world. He's in you. He's in me. The darkness is past. And the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Now see, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about not stumbling because we're walking in the day. See, the Word of God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 5, that you and I were children of the day. Amen? We're not children of the night. That we can have to wander around, grope around, trying to figure out what's right, what's wrong, how to do certain things. We're children of the day. We're children of the day of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And you and I are going to rejoice in it. We're going to allow the Spirit of God to lead us. And the new commandment is that Jesus said in John 13, 34 and 35, He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
And he said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciple.
Yes.
That you have love one for another. Well, when Jesus commands us to do something, then he anoints us to be able to bring it to pass. Amen? So how do we love one another? We love each other because Romans 5:5 tells us that by the Holy Ghost, the love of God is, it's being shed abroad in your heart, in my heart. Amen? And by the Holy Spirit, we can love one another and we can allow people to know that we're in God. And so when the enemy tries to come to you and sit on your shoulder or my shoulder, and he does each and every one of us the same, and say, you hate this person. You dislike this person. Now, we're not going to... Our personalities are all different. Amen? There's going to be some people that you and I can sit down, we can drink a Coke with or a cup of coffee with, we can have a sandwich with. We just want to be with them, amen? There's nothing wrong with that. There's other people that we like, but we may not have the same feelings toward them. And so the devil, he'll want to tell you, well, since you don't have the same feelings, you're doing what the Word says not to do, which is to have respect. Come on.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, have respect not unto people. You were supposed to treat each other the same, just the way Jesus treats us the same. But that's another ploy of the enemy to try to get you and I in darkness, to try to bring condemnation in our life to cause us to stumble, because God didn't make you to fit into everybody's life.
Right.
He made you to fit in certain people's life. He made me to fit in certain people's lives. That's why certain people go to certain churches. That's why certain people, they join certain organizations, because they have a personality for that. They have a call on their life from God to be in that and to do what they can do within that organization or within that group of people. And that's what it's all about, is finding where God wants us to be and not let the devil condemn you about anything. Amen? But stand free in Jesus and enjoy your salvation. Enjoy your relationship in the Lord. Amen. And walk in the light. So you have love. Just because you may not want to be that close to someone, that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Amen? That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. And so what we got to do, we got to educate people. Because there's young Christians, they come in, they get saved, amen? And the first thing happens, there'll be somebody that rub them a little bit the wrong way. And I promise you, because I know it happened, yes. And the devil will do that. He'll come in and start browbeating them and telling them everything that's wrong. And so you and I, we need to help them, because Jesus said that you and I, that we could disciple one another. Amen? We could encourage one another. We could be a help to one another. So that's what we need to do, is help one another and help them to realize that this, there is a hatred out there that the devil wants to sow. But just because we don't want to be with that person doesn't mean that we hate them. It just means that we're not for them and they're not for us in the sense at this period of time. There's been times in your life that you know that sometimes you didn't understand somebody. But later on in your life, maybe something changed and you were drawn to that person. And God knows what He's doing. Amen? We don't have to be in a place where we're... that God doesn't want you and I to be a cookie cutter.
Right.
You know, where we fit in the box. For everybody. Amen? He made you unique. He made you special. He made you who you are. And He said, it's finished and I'm pleased. Amen? And so that's what we got to help each other see. And so He tells us here, though, He said in verse number 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Amen? In other words, the devil can't get to you and I when we recognize, okay, God put love in my heart by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Now, love isn't the same thing as like.
Right.
You and I, we love each other because God enabled us to love each other.
Yeah. Amen.
But y'all may not like the same foods I like.
Right.
You may not like the same music I like.
Right.
And so, but that doesn't mean that you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm right and you're wrong. It just means we like different things. Amen?
Right.
And so what we got to do is appreciate our differences, embrace them, and allow the very love of God to help us get past differences, amen? And get past, love will keep a church together.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Amen.
But if we get into this like stuff, it'll split a church in two. It doesn't really matter if I like something, you know what I'm saying, and everybody else don't. It doesn't matter. I can appreciate what you like. Because I've got love in my heart. You can appreciate what I like, amen? Because I got love in my heart. And when we do that, when we get into that place, the devil cannot trip us up. He cannot cause us to stumble. Come on, I've seen people get in arguments about the color of the paint.
Come on.
Come on, we have. Amen. That, and that's not about love, it's about like.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus said that when you and I stay in love,
yes.
Come on now, there's no offense in us.
Amen.
There's nothing that can cause us to stumble. And so that's what we got to do. We got to recognize that, hey, everybody's going to like certain things. And some people are going to hate certain things. But the great thing is, we love each other because the Holy Ghost is inside of us. Because Jesus, the common denominator, rules and reigns in our hearts, souls, and lives. And we're not going to have anything to have an occasion. Look what he said there in that last part of the verse. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. This occasion of stumbling, it's a Greek word that is like what you'd see in the old, in an old Western, or maybe in Daniel Boone or something, you know, where they would take, they'd bend over a sapling, and they'd tie that sapling down, and then they'd put a trap on that sapling, and when you walked and you stepped in it, you'd trip it, and that sapling would graze up, you know, and you'd raise the person up by their legs or the animal up by their legs. That's the kind of trap we're talking about. The devil wants to pick you and I up and get us off the rock. Amen? Because as long as you and I stay founded upon Jesus, upon the rock, he can't do nothing. He cannot move us because Jesus promised us, no matter how bad the storm was, that the house would stand. Amen? That the winds would come, the rain would fall, the waves would beat against that house, but it would not fall because it was founded upon the rock. And that's where you and I are at. So we're going to be in that place where we're going to stay in love and we're going to see some amazing things. I wrote this down because I thought it was so good. The cross points in four directions. Amen? Okay, so the cross is wide enough to include every human being. Nobody's left out. Amen? The cross is long enough to last throughout all eternity. It'll never end. Amen?
Amen?
All glory. The cross is deep enough to reach the most guilty sinner. It reached down to where I was at. Amen?
Amen?
Right down to the middle of my sin, Jesus came and met me there. It's high enough to take you and I to where? To heaven.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Oh, glory. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're working for. That's what we're waiting on. The sound of that trumpet to go to heaven. Now, Jesus said in Luke chapter 9, verse number 50, he said, he that is not against me is with me.
Right. Come on.
He that's not against me is with me. So that means just because somebody goes to a different church, or like you were talking about, had a little different belief, that doesn't mean anything. As long as Jesus is their Lord, as long as Jesus is my Lord, you and I, we're on the same page. We're serving the same God. We're going to the same heaven. We've got the same hope of eternal life. Amen? And so that's what we've got to help people see. That we've got to work together. Amen? Can you imagine if we could come together, all the different denominations, and put our gifts and callings and our finances together, what we could do for the kingdom of God?
Come on.
Oh my goodness, there would be no limitations, amen?
Right.
And so that's what we got to do. We got to work together and recognize that that in Jesus that there's just one. He said there's neither male nor female, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, but it's one new man, amen? One new person in Christ Jesus. That's who we are. And so when we work and operate in that, there's no stumbling. There's no avenue for the enemy to cause us to be tripped up, but we can walk in that victory.
Yes, amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. There's so much there. Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's go back to John chapter 11, where we was at, and let's talk about how we need to loose our brother and our sister. In this 11th chapter, you see what we're talking about in John 11, where Lazarus, he dies, and they bury him. And if you start reading in verse number 34 of John chapter 11, Jesus asked this question. He says, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Verse 35, it says, Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the Word of God, Jesus wept. Now put yourself in that place. But if you see that in verse 38, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself, he cometh to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Verse 39, Jesus said, take you away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he, talking about Lazarus, he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Amen. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes, and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. You and I today, it's our job to what? To walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen? To do what Jesus done. There's people all around us, they're dead. They are spiritually dead. They're walking through this life. They're living this life, but they're dead. Now, here's what we've got to do to be able to help people. Now, I want you to see Mary and Martha here. They're in a deep hurt. They're in a torment. I mean, they're hurting bad, and they need an answer. Because, you see, they were dependent upon Jesus. They thought he should have been there on time, right? But like that old song says, 4 days late, but God's always on time. Amen?
Amen.
All right? Let's think about this just for a minute. Here's what we got to do to help people. There's people who are hurting, all right? They've lost things. Things have become dead in their life. And they think that it's over, that it's completely no hope. But what you and I got to do, we got to come to them and we got to convince them to roll the stone away.
That's right.
Yes. Now really, this is it. Now this is the message. This is how we loose people. We take them to the one who has the answer. With men, Jesus said things are impossible, but with God, there's not one thing. All things are possible, amen, with our God. So what we do, we convince them that they have to roll away the stone away from their heart, amen. Come on, there's people, they've got hard hearts. They've got things that they've got hidden. They have piled things on top of them, and they don't want anybody else to see the hurt, to see the doubt, to see the fear, to see the very death of every hope, every dream that they had. They're convinced that it's over, that there's no future. But you and I, we've got a message, and the message is, if they'll take that stone away, if they'll listen to what Jesus is commanding them to do, that they can have what they never dreamed possible. That the thing that was stolen, the thing that was killed, the thing that died before their eyes, it can be resurrected because Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Amen? He's the one that can change everything. But they've got to give it to Him. And the message is, you and I, we enable them to give it to the Lord. We allow them to show them how it's all right. Roll the stone away. Let the death, let the stink come out. Come on, I've got some stinking things in my life that only Jesus can resurrect. Only Jesus can bring to life. But if I'm willing to give it to Him, allow that stone to be taken away, then He's saying, come forth. Come forth unto life. Come forth unto victory. Come forth unto the answer. Because He said, I'm the one that holds the keys of hell and death. Amen? I'm the one. And that's what you and I have got to do. We've got to walk in that truth, and we've got to allow our brothers and sisters who don't know what Jesus has for them to see the answer, amen? To see that there is something on the other side of the tomb, on the other side of the grave. There is victory. Now He said, when he spoke life into Lazarus, and Lazarus come forth, he told those that were around about there, Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. See, we pray for people, and we're all praying for lost loved ones. Amen?
Right.
We're praying for friends and neighbors. And sometimes they get saved and they come into the house of God. And if we're not careful, we put a level of expectation right up here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We expect them to be up here doing what we think a Christian ought to do.
Uh-huh.
And they can't do it because they're all bound up. And if we're not careful, we'll get short with them. We'll get discouraged in them. And we'll, that it will let that expectation put a hindrance in their life. Well, Jesus is saying to us, when they come forth into life, that's what this is a type of. When they come forth and they're saved, they're still bound up. Come on now. Just because they get saved, that don't mean that they're delivered from alcohol. That don't mean they're delivered from drugs. That doesn't mean that that they can just put the cigarettes away. That they can put the cussing away. Now they can. But they need some help, amen? And we don't need to put an expectation level up here and think they ought to be walking up here when they're still bound down. We got to help them be loosed. How are they loosed? He said, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. You give them the truth, amen? That's what Jesus is saying. Live the truth before them. It's all right. I remember when Don and I first got saved and we was going to church. I mean, we knew nothing. I mean, I didn't even know what... We went to buy a Bible. And I didn't even know what kind of Bible to buy. And the Bible, the guy at the bookstore, he laid some Bibles out there. He said, well, just go through the Gospels and compare them. I didn't know what the Gospels was. You know what I mean? I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. But so that's how green I was in the things of God. But we was going to church, and there was a man that started coming to church, and he was an alcoholic, okay? You know? But people expected him just to come into that church and put the bottle down and to live the way they wanted him to live, and they ended up running him off. I watched it happen, but I didn't know what to do about it. Amen? Because they put expectation on him. You and I, we've got to help each other. Amen? We've got to loose each other. The more freedom you have, if I hang around you and I see how you got that freedom, because I'm listening to you and I'm watching you, that freedom will come back into my life. Amen?
Amen.
But until I've had some experience in what you went through by learning from you and learning by the Word and learning by my relationship at home in Jesus, I'm still bound in some things. And so we can't make somebody feel bad because they still bound up in some things. In other words, we want to help them find that freedom. Amen. We want to cause them to enjoy this life that they're coming to. And enjoy. And the way they can enjoy that is they can hang around you and they can be, you see, the things that you've got victory over, if I have trouble with those same things, I can get that victory from you.
Amen.
Because it'll be real to me.
Amen.
You know, some things I don't understand in the Bible. But I might be able to understand it from you.
Come on.
Right.
Because you've done experienced it.
Right.
Amen? And it makes it real. And so that's what we want to do. We want to help each other. We want to see people loosed. And that's how they're going to be loosed, is because you and I, we present a gospel that is not hands off, but it's hands on.
Amen.
It's not something that you have to describe. It's something I can see in your life. Amen? I can see it in your lives. I can see God working. And if God's working in your life in that area, then He's willing to work in my life in my areas. Amen?
Come on, amen.
Oh, glory, that's the God we serve. Amen?
Amen?
And so that's what we want to do. Let me see where I'm at here. Okay, I wrote this down right here. God will often require you and I to do something in faith that goes directly opposite to how we feel. Now that's good. Write that down. God will require us to do something in faith that goes directly opposite to how we feel. Because Mary and Martha, they didn't want to roll that stone away. Can you imagine? I mean, they say, Lord, He stinks by now. And that's exactly what God will do. He'll want us to step out in faith to do something that otherwise it is so contrary to our feelings, because you and I are faith people. We're not feeling people. Amen. That's why He'll get us to go contrary to the way we feel, because He wants us to walk in faith, to live in faith, to work our faith. And that's the only way we'll do it. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's what we got to do. Okay, real quick, let's look at how He wants us to lift our brother or sister. Go to the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 6. We'll just read a couple of verses of Scripture. And let's see this. You know these verses of Scripture very well. But Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. We have some important truths here. Paul writes to the church at Galatia and he says, brethren, in verse number 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. He said, if you see someone who's overtaken, who has stumbled, who has fallen, he said, restore them in the meekness, with a humble, a spirit of humility. But he said, restore them. Now this word restore, I love this. This is a Greek medical term. It's like what a surgeon does when they have to go in and put two bones back together that's been broken, or when a joint has been dislocated. In other words, he's saying you and I, we can perform a spiritual surgery by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because what's it saying? Jesus said, I'm the head, you're the many-membered body.
Yes.
When a part of the body gets dislocated, because they've tripped, they've fallen, they're not in the place that God ordained them in the body to be because of what the enemy's done, he said, you and I can perform spiritual surgery and see them put back in the body.
Amen.
See, each one of us, we have a role in the body of Christ. And when we're not in that place, then the body's hurting. The whole body hurts. Because it takes all of us to do what God wants us to do. Amen?
Amen.
And so he said, in a spirit of meekness. In other words, we don't judge our brother or sister when they trip or fall. Because he said, if you do, you better look out. Because the very same thing is going to come back on you. On me. I've seen it happen because I've done it. I've looked and I thought, why did they do that? And I didn't judge it in love. I had a hard attitude toward it, and man, then I found myself in the same situation. And I've talked to other people who have went through the very same thing. So we don't want to do that. We want to be in the place where we can help one another, amen, and love one another. So you and I, we love one another, we loose one another, and we lift one another. We have the call of God to be able to do that.
Amen.
That means you and I, we need to be on the lookout. We need to have our eyes by the Holy Ghost be doing a spiritual x-ray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have them going through these sonograms and these, whatever you call those things where they run people through. Amen? Spiritually speaking, to be able to say, God, here I am. If I can help a brother, if I can help a sister, here I am. I'm available to you. Speak through me.
Come on.
Anoint me. I'm your vessel in the earth. Because when you have that expectation, you think God's saying, oh, I don't want to do it. No, he's saying, that's what I'm looking for. Amen? I'm looking for a hand in the earth, a mouthpiece in the earth. I'm looking for somebody to use. Glory be to God. And that's what we want to be. Last two verses, and I'll let you go. The book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. And verse number 12, here's the command to the church, the Hebrew church here. He says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths to your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Oh, glory. In other words, you're going to come encounter, I'm going to come encounter with people, they can't hold their hands up. They've been in the battle for so long, and they need somebody to help them hold them up, amen?
Amen.
Because when we hold our hands up, we're praising God.
Amen.
When we're reaching up to God, He's reaching back down to us. And the devil doesn't want you and I to be able to reach up to God. And so that's why he brings all of these things into people's lives where they can't do that. But you and I, we're going to come around to one another, and we're going to help each other, amen?
Amen.
We're going to help each other hold our hand up
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Because when we hold up our hand to God, God's hand comes down to us.
Amen.
And when His hand comes down to us, we've got the answer.
Amen.
We've got the power. We've got the strength. We've got the ability to get the job done.
Amen.
Because you remember, Moses, he was wore out. He couldn't hold his hands up anymore. And when his hands went down, Joshua and the children of Israel, they started losing the battle. But when Aaron and Hur got on each side of him and held up his hands, then victory came, amen? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to cause people to be able to hold their hands up and to reach up into heaven because God has gave us the command and God has gave us the example in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I'll close with this thought. Remember, and we won't read it, but you mark it down. In Luke 13:12 and Luke 13:13, those two verses, you see where Jesus meets the little lady. And they're in the temple. And she can in no wise lift herself up. She's been bound by an infirmity from Satan for 18 years. And Jesus reaches down and He looses her. And when He does, she stands up and she raises her hands up into heaven, amen, and she praises God. Well, you and I, we're to follow the example of Jesus. And we're to use His name, amen. And so when somebody is bound down, now they may not be physically bound down, but spiritually they may be bound down. Emotionally they may be bound down. But you and I have the call of God, amen, to reach in and to touch them and to see them lifted up. Oh, that's glorious. That's what this relationship is all about, is to bring into somebody else's life what Jesus has brought into ours. And then when we do that, oh, we are successful in God's plan in our life, and we have the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, glory. Pray with me, would you? Father God, I thank You for Your great grace. I thank You for Your mercy. I thank You for Your love. I thank You, Lord, that You have a call for each one of us. And there's avenues and veins that we can keep from stumbling. And the way that we keep from stumbling is to stay in Your light. And the way we stay in Your light is to do simply what You've told us to do. And in this life, we can help other people come to a place of understanding and a place of victory and a place of deliverance that they've never had before, Lord. And we say tonight as a group of people, a group of individuals, that we'll make ourselves available to You to use us. Lord, we lift our hands to You and we say, use us. Fill this vessel. Fill these vessels in Your plan and Your will, and cause others to be loved, cause others to be loosed, cause others to be lifted. And we thank You that You would consider us. And we thank You for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, would you come and make yourself an altar and just say, Lord, I want to be used by You. And if there's anyone in my near future, Lord, I say I'll make myself available. And at the same time, if there's something that You need help in, just make it personal to God and say, God, I give this to You. Help me in it. And He's going to reach His hand in your heart. And you're going to feel a lifting of the burden. You're going to feel the anointing flow in your life. And you're going to feel a change. I promise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
worthy of all praise, Lord. We magnify your name. We thank you for the stirring of the water. We thank you for the moving of your spirit in our hearts, soul, and minds. We thank you that love will roam the clouds where we can see. We can see and understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Praise you, Master. Praise you, Master. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. All praise, glory, honor, and riches belong to you, Jesus. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Pray for Brother Dennis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I need to stand in for three people.
All right.
Myself and Stanley.
Yes.
He's got a lot of work to do there at the house. And he kind of particular about he may hit him. And then, you know, he's got hay coming up and all this kind of stuff. Fence to be fixed because these cows are getting out on him. They're getting out there in the road, which is dangerous.
Right.
And he's just not really able to do all that stuff. Remember him. And also that young man I work with, I'd like to remember him.
Amen. Yes.
Mama's legs, her left bothers you extremely bad.
It hurts her really bad.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're doing our brother, Lord. We pray for him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the top of his head, the soul of his feet, Lord, he testified to thine. Oh, hallelujah. How you took care of that need, Lord. You miraculously healed that, Lord. And he testified, Lord, that his confidence was in you, Lord, on all of these other situations. Lord, that side, that back, Lord, the asthma, what the doctor says, Lord. All of these things, Lord, that we lay them on your altar. We claim your stripes. We thank you, Lord, that you're a good God and that you're working in our hearts, souls, and minds. And this man, Lord, that he works with, Lord, you know all about his heart. You know all about his life. In the name of Jesus, draw him with the Holy Spirit. Oh, draw him with the Holy Spirit. Lord, let the very salvation message, the gospel, let it sink down into his heart. Let it come out of his mouth. Lord, let it be saved. His name written down in the Lamb's book of life. Let deliverance come in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Brother Stanis. We ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Let that blood, let it flow like it's supposed to. Let it flow back and forth. No beats before his name of Jesus. Let it be strong. Lord, it's still covered as a testimony of your trust. Lord, let it be strong. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Lord, we pray for little Lane in the name of Jesus. Speak to that house. Lord, by your side, let that home come together. That all swelling, discomfort, let it come under your feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Sister Katie in the name of Jesus. We pray for that need specifically, Lord. Let the pain be gone. Let the heart be gone. Let there be mom upon mom. Let carpet be created in the name of Jesus. Let her be healed. Give her strength.
What about your mother, brother? Can you pray for her?
That'd be good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind together. We pray for my mom, Lord. We just, in the name of Jesus, let that bone come together. Lord, let the muscles grow strong, let the ligaments become flexible. Lord, let her be able to move that ankle. Let her be able to stand on it, Lord. And just return into her the ability to be able to go back to work, Lord. Thank you for your great grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, we worship you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, that you work in our hearts, souls, and lives. Oh, you're a good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray for Sister Dorothy and Justin's mother down there in that hospital as well, Lord. We just thank you for what you've done. We ask that you continue to minister in her life. Lord, help her, Lord, let that pain that be brought under management, that be brought under your name. Let healing come in the top of her head and the soles of her feet, Lord. Thank you for your great grace, your great mercy. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Did you know that how part of her toenail took off, or how I don't know what they've done to it, but anyhow, she's in one of those boots like Linda's, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened, you know?
She thought it was an ingrown toenail, but it wasn't, but anyway, that happened this week, and so, that's what we're about.
Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you know exactly what's wrong, what's happening in that foot, in that toe area. Lord, by your stripes, let healing flow through her. Lord, wherever she's at, whatever she's doing right now, let her feel the anointing of God. And let it just cause the love of God just to come up inside of her. Let her realize once again afresh how much you love her and how much you're mindful of her. Let it minister to Travis. Lord, and just touch his heart as well, Lord, and stir them, Father, with the move of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Keep your hand up on little George. We thank you so much for your great grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank Jesus.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Oh, great God.
Amen, man. Hallelujah. Love you, brother. Boy, y'all sounded good tonight. Amen. Thank y'all so much for having us be able to worship you.
So, we're still not going to have anything on Monday.
Not until we get everything lined out and get everybody where they can all be
back on
time. All right. So be praying this week for the, like, you know, when you think of it, the people that are sick. And also be praying for the service Sunday.
Amen.
You know,
yes.
God can bring people in. And
that's right.
Everything.
I really believe this. I believe that there'll be somebody coming to this church that's going to surprise some people. I really do. I believe God's dealing with us while he's getting us ready for it. Mm-hmm. I believe there'll be somebody coming who will be surprised.
Yes.
And I thank him for it in ahead of time.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And so are the churches too. It's not just this.
Yes.
Okay, if all minds are clear, we'll stand tonight. And I'll ask Corey if he'll dismiss us.
Father, we praise and worship you for the instruction that you gave us tonight, Father, and for the encouragement, Lord, that we can know that we don't have to stumble, and Lord, that we can step over the stumbling blocks and use the stumbling blocks as stepping stones to get closer and closer to you. Lord, I pray that as we go throughout this place, as we go throughout this world and as we leave this place, Lord, that you will help us to remember this message, help us to remember this encouragement to lift each other up and to loose each other and to love each other. Father, we praise and worship you for all of this once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.